Baggage. Binti. I've never been so nervous in my life. I survey the tiny, threadbare room before me, trying to temper the anxiety churning in my belly. It's stuffy in here. And despite my best efforts, sweat is already dampening my underarms. It makes me feel sticky. There isn't much to look at. Three overturned boxes serve as makeshift chairs and are pushed around a rickety table with a cloth thrown over it to cover the stains. I wanted to add a candle as the centerpiece, but had concerns that with the room's low ceiling and lack of ventilation, we might end up choking to death, so we're going without. Mama! My voice cracks with nerves, rising several octaves as I look over my shoulder at the doorway. Hurry! It's almost time! A few minutes later, Mama enters the room, holding a wooden tray of food. I want to be annoyed at her. She's taken her good, sweet time all evening. But then she starts uncovering the food and my mouth waters instead. There's a huge bowl of jollof rice and another full of savory egusi soup. Beneath a plain cloth, several bangu rolls are steaming beside a tiny jar of black pepper sauce. It's a surprisingly impressive arrangement. You made all this? Mama throws me a scathing look. Don't be ridiculous. Auntie Lota said we can have the inn's leftovers. She's getting soft in her old age and she likes you, so she's agreed to indulge this nonsense. Abruptly, she sticks a finger into the dipping sauce, then pops it into her mouth. Oh, that's got a good kick. Mama, stop all that noise. Mama frowns. You're too old to be whining like that. If you want something, you speak like an adult. I sit up straighter, chastened. Even though I'm loath to admit it, I know she's right. Tonight is a big deal, and if I want to be treated like an adult, I need to act like one. I take a calming breath, then start again. Mama, I would very much appreciate it if you didn't start eating until Lesego arrives, I say politely. I really want things to go well tonight. I really like him. Why? Says Mama, her gaze shrewd. He's kind, smart, ambitious. You don't find it odd that his family isn't joining us for this oh-so-special dinner? Mama asks as she begins setting out plates and utensils. Or strange that he says he doesn't have any other family in this city? I fidget. The truth is, I do think those things about Lesego are a little weird, but I definitely don't want to admit it right now. The last few years have been hard on a lot of people, Mama. Who are we to judge someone else's circumstances? Smart. I give her a look, and she tuts. I still think this is a lot of trouble and fuss for a boy you've only known for, what, a couple of weeks? Months, I correct, unable to entirely keep the slight bite from my tone. Mama notices it anyway and purses her lips. A good, decent boy should be taking you to dinner, she says. Not the other way around. If you ask me, the boy's just looking for a free meal. I swallow, feeling guilty. Mama doesn't know that Lesego and I have been seeing each other far longer than I've indicated. That he has, in fact, been courting me. In truth, Lesego has been more than just decent. He's now treated me to several meals and even bought me a few gifts. I hadn't expected it. I was sure that after my abrupt departure from the bonding day party, he'd never want to see me again. But it's been just the opposite. After that first night, Naya helped us meet again. It's been wonderful ever since. Lesego grew up in this city, just like me. But his outlook on life is so different from mine. Whereas I usually only walk places when I have to. When I'm with Lesego, we wander the city, taking detours and roads neither of us have ever been down, just to see what's at the other end. With Lesego, everything is an adventure waiting to be discovered. He's fully let me into his world. In a way, this dinner is my chance to let him into mine, at least in part. I really like him, Mama, I repeat. In answer, my mother sucks her teeth.
Well then, I certainly hope he's worth it. I haven't seen you put this much work into something in a long time.
She's right. It took a lot of work to make this night happen. Mama and I still work for Auntie Lota, the innkeeper, but we don't make much money at all. It took promising to work several nights for free to convince the old woman to let us use this spare storage room for the occasion. After hours, of course. I'd have personally preferred to meet Lesego at one of Lacosa's cheaper restaurants, or even one of the food stands closer to the central markets. But we can't afford that sort of luxury, so this is the best we can do. I don't want Lesego to know how hard Mama and I actually live. We should probably go out to the front of the inn, I say. He'll be here soon. Mama quirks a brow that lets me know I will be the sole member of Lesego's welcoming party. Fine by me. I leave her to pretend to rearrange plates and napkins on the table and head down the narrow hallway. Outside, the sun has already set, and the sky is dotted with the first stars of the night. Even though I'm not entirely sorry Mama didn't come with me, I'm a little sad she's not here to see these stars with me. We used to love looking at the stars together. I miss that version of my mother. She's changed lately. It started the first time I mentioned Lesego, and it's only gotten worse. Mama's more irritable, her temper is shorter. I wish I understood why. Hey, a voice pulls me from my thoughts. Rashida. My heart skips a beat. Lesego is coming toward me in the starlight, dressed in what I know are his best tunic and sandals. His gait somehow manages to be both casual and confident. Just like everything else, he makes it look easy. I wish I could make things look easy. In a way, I wish I was more like him. Hi. Lesego is beaming, and suddenly, I feel strangely self-conscious. When he bends down to kiss me, I turn my head just slightly so that his lips brush my cheek instead of my mouth. He pulls back, looking perplexed.
Should I not kiss you?
No, I mean, yes, I mean... I tug nervously on one of my twists. I like when Lesego kisses me, and normally I would want him to. But I don't know how to explain to him how I feel right now. It's just that, with my mother...
Oh, right.
Lesego straightens up instantly, and I appreciate that he makes a visible effort to look more serious before offering me a tiny wink.
Best behavior from now on. Promise. Lead the way.
We duck inside the inn and head to our makeshift dinner parlor. Just before we enter, I look over my shoulder. So, about my mother, I whisper. Don't take anything she does personally, okay? She's nice, but she can be a bit... I pause for a moment, searching for the right word. Odd. Lesego shrugs.
She can't be that bad, he says in earnest. She made you.
My cheeks warm at the compliment. Lesego always knows what to say to make me feel better, more at ease. This time, I don't overthink as I take his hand and open the door. Mama is already sitting at the table. Her eyes instantly flit to our interlaced hands. And she frowns before glancing at Lesego.
You must be Masego.
The blood drains from my face, but Lesego doesn't miss a beat. He moves to stand beside me and inclines his head.
Good evening, Auntie. My name's actually Lesego, and I'm grateful and honored to share your table this evening. If you don't mind, I brought you a small token of my gratitude.
He reaches into his sack and withdraws something wrapped in tissue paper. Mama and I both watch.
with what I suspect is equal surprise, as he unwraps it to reveal a small stalk of what looks like lavender wrapped in white ribbon. When he offers it to my mother, she looks utterly flabbergasted.
"What's this?" "Rashida told me you're a horticulture enthusiast,"
Lesego says with another small bow.
"I saw these at the market earlier today, and the seller said they were fresh, so I picked some up for you. Please consider it a gift, a thank you for opening your home to me tonight."
My heart swells in my chest. I hadn't known Lesego was going to do that, but I also can't say I'm totally surprised. This is the kind of person he is. Impulsive but thoughtful. My mother rises from the table slowly and takes the lavender from him, bringing it closer to inspect.
"Rashida," she pauses, giving me a significant look, "is correct."
She rubs the stalk between two fingers and holds it up to her nose for a long, deep whiff. After a moment, she looks up at us both, unsmiling.
"I certainly hope you didn't pay much for this," she says. "It's average quality, but you'd have found far better in the outer villages."
Just like that, the joy in my proud heart sputters out, replaced by anger. I know Mama is just putting on a show. Even I can tell that the lavender is not only expensive, but of excellent quality. She's goading Lesego. Seeing how he'll react, to his credit, Lesego's bright smile only falters for a moment.
"Thank you for that advice. I will keep that in mind the next time I bring you a gift, Auntie," he says kindly.
"If," Mama's brows arch, "if there's a next time."
"Okay," I clap my hands, probably louder than necessary. "Who's hungry? Because I am starving."
"Me too,"
says Lesego. He gestures for me to sit down first, then takes a seat last.
"What's on the menu tonight?"
"Rashida," says Mama, "before we begin, I need to borrow you for a moment in the kitchen."
Dread pools in my stomach as together we rise, leaving Lesego alone at the table. The minute the door to the storage room closes, Mama whirls on me. "I don't like him."
"Mama," I throw up my hands, "he's only been here for 5 minutes.
"He called you the wrong name," she says with a scowl. "He called you Rashida."
"That's not the wrong name," I say, trying to ignore my rising embarrassment. "It's the name I've asked him to call me." I want to kick myself now for forgetting to tell her what I wanted to be called during Lesego's visit. But I've compartmentalized my life so thoroughly that Binti and Rashida feel like two separate people. Mama blinks several times.
"What? Why would you ask to be called the wrong name?"
"It's not the wrong name, it's just a different one," I counter. "The one I prefer. I like it better than Binti, it sounds stylish."
"It sounds foolish."
"It makes me happy," I insist. "Please, Mama." My mother gives me one more impassive look before shaking her head and making her way back toward the storage room. When we re-enter together, Lesego is still sitting at the table, looking none the wiser.
"I believe we are ready to eat," says Mama in an all too sweet voice.
My suspicions grow as she sits back down and begins ladling food onto plates.
"We have a delicious meal before us. Lesego, have you had Banku before?"
"Oh, absolutely, Auntie."
Lesego nods fervently as Mama offers him one of the rolls.
"I grew up on it. My mother used to make an excellent recipe, though these might be even better."
"Your mother?" Mama sits up straighter, showing real interest. "Rashida told me previously your parents weren't in the city. If it turns out they're here, I'd love to meet them." I don't say aloud that I think Mama meeting Lesego's parents is a horrible idea. But before I say anything, Lasego shakes his head. For the first time this evening, he actually looks a little sad.
I'm afraid that won't be possible, he says. My parents don't live in Lacosa. They moved south to Bandari several years ago.
Mama folds her hands.
Your mother and father decided to move away and leave their own son behind?
She doesn't keep the incredulity from her voice.
Lasego shrugs. My parents and I disagreed, discussed it, and in the end decided to go our separate ways, literally. It was an amicable parting, and I still write to them as often as I can.
Mama cocks her head. And what, if I may ask, did you disagree with your parents about?
Actually, it was about Lacosa, says Lasego between bites of food. My father and especially my mother got more and more concerned about the city's safety. What with more attacks near the jungle's border being reported, and the rise in Daraja crime.
I nearly choke on my rice, and Mama's eyes instantly narrow into slits. I notice her bracelet is concealed under a sleeve, which she tactfully tugs down her arm.
I'm sorry, I don't think I heard you. Did you say Daraja crime?
Yeah.
Lasego goes on, completely oblivious to the change in the room's mood.
My mother's convinced that Darajas are dangerous, unstable, and that the city needs to go back to stricter measures to keep them regulated and separate from the rest of society.
My heart is thundering in my chest. Lasego and I have talked about his family before, but never this. Sweat gathers on the back of my neck, and I don't dare look at my mother. Her rage is practically emanating from her. I feel its heat. And, she says in a thin voice, what are your opinions on Daraja crime, young man? Lasego shrugs.
Well, I don't know any Darajas personally, he says. But they seem like all right people. I mean, so long as they stay in their place, I don't really see any problem with living alongside them.
Stay in their place. Finally, I chance a look at my mother. A thousand emotions are flitting across her face in rapid succession. Anger, humiliation, fear, and worst of all, grief. I can see the exact moment in which she realizes what I've done and what I haven't done. Lasego doesn't know she's a Daraja because I haven't told him that, because I don't want what comes with it. I don't want the baggage.
Ah!
I look up in time to see Lasego put his head in his hands, pained. His eyes close briefly, and when they open again, he's squinting at his plate as though trying to see something small.
Lasego, I stand. Are you okay?
Yes, Lasego, Mama croons. You look quite unwell.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Lasego begins rubbing his temples hard.
I seem to have some sort of headache. It's strange. Came out of nowhere.
My blood cools as I glance from Lasego to my mother. She's still staring at him, unblinking. A terrible understanding dawns on me.
Perhaps you should send your friend home, Rashida, she says silkily. He doesn't look well at all.
No, no, Lasego waves a hand, trying to fight through the pain. It's just a migraine. I'm sure it'll pass in just a few... Ugh!
He screws his eyes shut tighter and winces.
On second thought, I'm sorry, but I think it's probably best for me to go.
Yes, says Mama. I think it most certainly is. I'm at a loss for words as I help Lasego to his feet, then carefully lead him out the door and down the hallway. There are any number of things I want to say. But only two words come to me as we step out into the night. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it, Rashida. Lasego blinks a few times and rubs his eyes. We'll do this again some other time, okay?
That's Lasego. Always kind, always hopeful.
Okay.
He gives me a swift kiss, this time deliberately on the cheek, before heading into the night. A part of me worries about him walking the streets with a headache, but I suspect that as soon as he gets far enough away from my mother, all traces of it will mysteriously disappear. I wait until I can't see him anymore before barreling back into the inn. By the time I'm in the storage room, I'm seething.
How could you?
Mama is still sitting at the table, dipping a piece of banku into her pepper sauce. She looks up at me with wide eyes I don't believe for a second.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
You... I'm so angry I can barely speak.
You used the splendor on him to hurt him.
A fair trade for the things he said. Mama snaps, all pretense instantly gone. Did you even hear him? She stands too, shaking with a fury that matches mine. He spoke of Daraja crime, of Daraja's knowing their place. He's no better than the Kuhani, or the Sons of the Six, or the rest of the city's bigots.
He's not a bigot. He is kind and compassionate, and he doesn't know better.
Because you've lied to him, Mama says quietly, and I hear real hurt in her voice. Because he doesn't even know that he is in love with the daughter of a Daraja. Mama comes around the table and takes my hands in hers.
There are people, Binti, she says.
There's a desperation in her voice.
When people disparage Darajas, they're disparaging us, me, you.
This isn't the first time Mama has said something like this to me. In fact, she's been saying it to me all my life, but something about it feels different tonight. Before I can say anything else, she folds me into her arms and weeps.
No, Mama, I want to say as she squeezes me tight. Not our people, your people, Mama. I am not a Daraja, and I never will be.